Geology, the Story of Earth, Lecture 8. Water Above and Below Earth's Surface.
So, we've just spent a lot of lectures talking about rocks and minerals and big picture processes like what's going on in the interior of our planet, deformation of rocks, plate tectonics. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to spend a little time thinking about water. And how water interacts with the planet, how it interacts with rocks, and how it's important to everything that we as humans do. Water is a very critical asset on this planet, and so the more that we understand it, the better we can use it. So, what we'll do is first we'll start by just talking about surface water, so streams and rivers and lakes and everything that affects them, how they work, how they do what they do, how they move water, how they move sediments, how they're a part of everything that's going on the surface of our planet. And then we'll spend a little bit of time thinking about groundwater, so the water that's down below your feet in fractures and pore spaces. So when we think about streams, if you just visualize in your head the last time that you were standing near a stream or a river or a creek, watching that water flow by, think about how important that water is. Not only do we humans need it to drink in order to just be alive, but agriculture depends on it. All of the animals that we produce as food animals depend on it. Corn crops depend on it. And one of the other things that these streams and rivers are doing is they're providing a way for us to trade. A lot of material is moved up and down major river systems. It definitely was in the 1800s and early 1900s, but there's still a lot of transport that happens on these waterways. And of course, as they flood and erode and deposit materials, these streams and rivers are going to change the landscape around us. They're one of the most active processes that's going on that we as humans can stand by and observe. So briefly, let's just visit the hydrologic cycle. And what is the hydrologic cycle, and how do we want to think about it as we think about both surface water and groundwater? When we think about the cycle of water on our planet, now we're actually going to interact with the atmosphere a little bit too. So where we have open water, streams and lakes, oceans, and where we have plants that are going through photosynthesis and going through what's called evapotranspiration, we have evaporation off all these open bodies of water, straight evaporation right off the surface, just like we're used to thinking about. And then we have plants that have water that is being transpired off of their leaves. And so all of that water is going up into the atmosphere. That water that's in the atmosphere, it's going to move around with all of the enormous air cycles that are going on, our jet stream, all of the cloud building processes, everywhere that the air is moving and cycling, it's going to carry that water with it. Eventually, the water is going to rain out onto the landscape, or it's going to snow out. And so we're going to return that water from the atmosphere back down to the land surface. Now, it's either going to occur as snow, and that packs down to create ice, so sometimes it can be locked away for a little while, or it's going to occur as rain. And that rain then is going to run off along our surface, back into our streams and lakes and oceans. And part of that water is going to sink down into the subsurface and become part of our groundwater system.